You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Hope your Wednesday's going pretty well. We're a day away, Lopez, from another really big moment in training camp and in preseason, which is joint practice. These are the two of them that they will do this preseason or this training camp are probably the two most important days. And we saw a lot of good work against the Panthers, but we saw the defense challenged in various different ways. What are going to be the big tells about this team when they go up to Detroit and practice tomorrow morning with the Lions?
You know, another way to put that is how real was that preseason game, that offensive performance?
Okay.
You know, the offensive line, we think it was real. We were both, a lot of people were very much changing their tune about this offensive line, about C.J. Stroud, about this offense in general, because they looked damn good, man. Offensive line, C.J. with the quick reads, we talked about it Monday. Yesterday as well. But I think you can kind of argue, all right, if they do it this time, if they show some things tomorrow, and it's tomorrow, I wouldn't expect anything in the preseason game on Saturday. So, you know, we'll be getting reports, how they look, and here's the reason why. It's one thing to show some progress against your teammates on the defensive side after you've seen them for a couple of weeks, kind of know what everybody's doing. They know how each other plays each other, et cetera. And then it's better when you do it in a real preseason game when the offense, would they have three series the first offense? At least two or three series. But they were on the field significantly and showed something. It's a different ball game when you can back it up, not just in ones versus ones, you know, joint practice, but against a secondary and a defensive front that are no joke. I mean, Detroit has widely regarded top five type secondary, top six, somewhere in that range. If you're judging from PFF, they've got some really good players out there, as we know, on the defensive front, you know, obviously, especially Aiden Hutchinson. But their secondary, Brian Branch, Kirby Joseph, they have DJ Reed, Terrion Arnold.
DJ Reader on the defensive line.
DJ Reader on the defensive, but DJ Reed on the,
oh, yeah,
on the secondary.
Yeah. The free agent, I forgot.
DJ Reader on the defense.
I bet that
line.
Gets annoying. Hey, DJ, which one? DJ Reader. Okay, that one. Okay,
yeah.
Got you.
So this is going to be big. This is going to be a big tell for C.J. Stroud, for the offensive line, and for these receivers. I think it's going to be big time tomorrow.
No, I agree. And I actually had not thought about the fact that Lee McNeil, who he worked this offensive line when they played last year. Obviously, that was the five interception affair that somehow still led to a loss for the Texans.
Yeah.
But on the defensive line, Aleem McNeil, that big nose tackle that was getting real pressure, he's dealing with an injury right now, so I don't know that he'll practice. So that would be something that I really wanted to test. But as you mentioned, Aiden Hutchinson, DJ Reader, Marcus Davenport, they still show up on this this defensive line as well. And so, yeah, that's going to be a big look for me. And I mentioned Aleem McNeil not there, but remember, Tyleek Williams was their first-round pick this year, who was also a defensive tackle. So there's going to be big, strong, capable guys on this defensive line.
And then secondary.
Are you still getting that push? I think the secondary matters, don't get me wrong, but I'm still – offensive line is the thing that – we got the first opportunity to see that first line in a real way in the preseason game two on Saturday. And it was good. The physicality, the nasty that you were hoping to see. But I think that that came with a caveat, and not to say that it undercuts what they did, but just the context is that's not a great Panthers defensive line. This has more of the makings of a great defensive line. Are you able to do those same things? Because, again, one of the questions that we had about this offensive line, we do need them to be just average, right? But can you do it against everybody? Can you be that level of effective against anybody you step up against? Because the hopes is not just to win the AFC South and go and play another playoff game. The hope is to be able to go and really contend against the best teams in the league, and they have capabilities to really push you on their defense.
What would it do for you in terms of the offensive? And by the way, programming note, the joint practice is going to be going on early in our show. I think it starts right before our show, about 8:30.
I think it's like 8:45 is when it starts.
So we'll be giving you all these updates, and that's why I wanted to talk about it today, right here, right now, because you know this. What would it do for you if we're getting those same reports? Hey man, they're moving the line of scrimmage against the Detroit Lions front. Hey man, they're creating some space, whether it's Xavier Hutchinson or Nico or whatever, against a really good secondary. This is not just a top five type second. This is a top five, top six type defense. I get it. You know, Aaron Glenn is gone.
Right.
There's going to be some questions, but the personnel is better. And I was going to say the same, but they've added some pieces. You know, mentioned the draft pick on the defensive front, DJ Reed in the secondary. This I'm not going to get all over the top here, but I would feel a lot different about this offense if we get those same reports tomorrow.
Yeah, and I mean, what's funny is if it looks like that, I think in the room or in the building, they would be like, yeah, we felt like that the whole time. But on the outside looking in, we can only work off of what we've been able to see and what they've been able to work against. And I think even with them, it'd be a confirmation for them, right?
That, oh, sure.
You believe that this was that, but the yard markers and the tests are still necessary. And this is one of the best tests that you can have compared to a Panthers team that gave you a solid test, right? You obviously wanted to get out here and try it against somebody that, as you mentioned, you've not been going up a whole bunch of times. You know the calls and you know kind of their tendencies because you work with them all the time. You got a feel for, okay, these are different people and can we do what we want to do against them?
Yeah.
The answer is yes. Now you take it up to another level. And if you can compete at a high level against, and if you can create 2 yards of push off of the ball for Nick Chubb to then add an additional 3 by hitting the hole hard, and now you have 5-yard runs happening consistently. Like, that is something that can translate in a big way. And that is all the proof that I would need for me personally that, okay, this is going to be something that is not just better, but can be sustainable on a higher level.
Now, it could obviously, don't hope this happens, but it can go the other way too. I mean, this is an offense that has been early in camp, was worked by their own defense. If this offense gets worked, I mean, you're not going to play anybody in the final preseason game. So, there will be some real questions. It's a huge day tomorrow.
That's offensively, and there's probably still more because you started talking about Stroud. I didn't talk nearly as much about like what the actual fullness of the offense is. I think that one of the things that we've talked about sparingly here and there, the interior of the defensive line, how well does this actually hold up against the run, right? And what are the improvements that have been made? We talked to your defensive coordinator, Matt Burke, out there on the practice fields after practice one day. And we asked him about, hey, tackling was something that you wanted to be better at, obviously, for run-stopping purposes and just general defense purposes. And he was saying that you work on the things leading up to the tackle. Well, how much has all of those things that they've worked on, how much will it actually show? That's one thing to do it against the Panthers. This, I mean, maybe the thing that I think probably would translate even more, that offensive line is still very good, and you have guys like Jahmyr Gibbs back there toting that rock.
David Montgomery.
Can you corral them, right? And can you corral them in a way that seems like that pushes forward? Because, again, this defense has the opportunity to be elite. It's still going to be the front foot of what this team puts out there every Sunday or Thursday or Monday that they get out there to play football. And so can you then stifle the run to where you give opposing teams very little options as to what they can do. And that's where you start talking about, can we give this defense a nickname? Can this defense be a historic type thing? But you need to be able to stop the run, and I think this is going to be a big opportunity to get a feel for. We talk about push on the offensive line the other way. Can y'all make sure that y'all stuff in runs on the defensive
side? No, I agree. And as far as like another tell, we obviously mentioned the line and the defensive line. C.J. Stroud, you know, for him to come out of this joint practice tomorrow, and I fully expect them to go 3-4 times, maybe more, with the so-called, you know, first team offense, just because, you know, this is going to be their best test, and they can manipulate it and kind of organize it and script it, if you will, in terms of what they're going to be doing. If C.J. Stroud can come out of this just sort of mastering that, the calls, the looks, you know, the adjustments, where he's going to go with the ball, that to me would be one of the best tells that this whole long, slow process that we saw him, you know, maybe looking a little unsure at times early. And if he can come out of this looking a little more like the guy that we know, I think this offense is going to be, we're going to all be talking about it differently.
Do you still feel that need for CJ?
Yes.
And I guess,
absolutely.
I guess the reason why I might lean towards that, cause I thought he handled the execution incredibly well in the preseason game versus the Panthers. Mm-hmm. The thing that I would point to, and I know Nick Caserio talked about this with Payne and Pendergast yesterday, was you can actually get in. I think Seth specifically asked him, like, hey, you can get into more depth. It's not as vanilla when you get into these joint practices, because the coordinators will have conversations the days leading up to this. Hey, we want to see these looks that you know, it's just kind of dumb luck depending on what is called out there in the vanilla, you know, ways that the defenses and offenses are called in preseason games. And you might not get the more advanced looks or the more tricky things that are going to make the battle of offense versus defense a little tougher. I think that he might get some of those to where.
I think you'll get some.
Can you handle the more tricky defenses as opposed to the more. Yeah.
They want to see it, and they 100%. Want to see it now. I'm sure. And that's the best thing about joint practice. Dan Campbell and D'Amico Ryans have already spoken probably and will speak again. This is what we want to see. And it works both ways. They're going to want to see maybe a blitz package coming from the Texans that we can, you know, that they're going to try on Jared Goff or whomever, you know, is back there. So it works both ways. It's going to be big for C.J. Stroud, and I think in a lot of ways, you know, bigger than the Panthers game, you know, because it is the Lions, because these are two really good defenses, and if you can look pretty good against the Lions, I think you'll be ready. You'll be ready for the regular season to start. You have 2 weeks to get ready.
All right, from the 3-4-6, you have a short memory. The Texans almost beat Detroit last season.
No, we didn't forget that.
No, definitely. I mean, again, you had 5 interceptions in that game. Mm-hmm. One of the tough parts about that game was all in the middle. I think it might have been really in that kind of middle eight, the four going into half, 4 coming out. You had a lot of giving back turnovers after getting turnovers. But, you know, I want to see this is the opportunity that you have with the new look offense. I don't want to say new look defense, but one of the things we were talking about, one of the needs, so to say, defensively was, hey, are you going to get a defensive run stopper? Or at least a defensive interior player that could do that while also still providing the things that you want in pass rush and those types of things. They didn't go with that. They brought in Sheldon Rankins, who I am excited about seeing him return, what his relationship with Will Anderson means for continued development, what he's able to bring, especially coming off of a year where he clearly was dealing with some illness that was, you know, limiting his capabilities. But I think I still want to see, hey, is this team capable of being better at stopping the run? It's not like they were terrible at stopping the run, but that was clearly a place that they could improve on. And if that improvement can be made, you go from being a very good defense to the possibility of being an absolute elite one.
And the other great thing about tomorrow and things that we need to be watching for is, you know, it's going to be reported widely, like, you know, who's where in terms of the offensive line. Is it going to be the same group? I would expect so. In the secondary.
You sure it's going to be reported widely?
No, it's going to, yeah, a joint practice absolutely will be. You know, it'll get out there. We'll know it. And the, you know, not just the secondary, but to me, the linebacker position. You know, the linebacker position, as we're getting into the last full dress rehearsal before the regular season starts, you know, Christian Harris, EJ Speed, obviously Toa, and such, you know, see how they line up there. That might be a tell as well.
I think so. Are there any other ones that come to mind for you here in this practice? Anything else? Like, because we're talking about this from a larger perspective. Are there any individuals that you're
Xavier
hoping to still? I think I'm set.
I think they're set, but we'll know.
You still want, okay.
We'll know.
As a confirmation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We'll know on Xavier Hutchinson. They're also going to be working on special teams, I'm sure. We'll see what Jalen Noel, Braxton Berrios. You know, and I know you don't feel quite this way. I think Braxton Berrios is in. I think Braxton Berrios is in on this squad. I really do.
That he remains on the roster?
Yeah.
So you think, you know, maybe Justin Watson, odd man out here?
Mm-hmm. I do, and we'll find out on that.
I wonder, though, could this be could Justin Watson be a guy? Do you view him as a guy that can maybe be a trade bait of sorts? Because there's a number of teams that are out here possibly looking for wide receivers to acquire in a trade. Like I've seen a number of reports kind of brought up this morning and last night that, hey, these teams are looking for potentially to add wide receivers. And I almost thought, you know, man, did the Texans make their move a little early? Like, I think the Jets are one of those teams, according to Diana Russini, that are monitoring the trade market.
Oh, yeah, I did see that.
The Niners, Vikings also making calls. You think Justin Watson could be a dude that maybe you could even get?
Hey, you've dealt with the Vikings before. You've dealt with the Jets before.
You have?
Yeah, for sure. Yes, I think all these players that are on the fringe. Hell, Damian Pierce. And that's another tell. You know, what is Chubb going to look like? What is Damian Pierce going to get?
Damian Pierce is the bigger one, right? Because Chubb, I think we've seen a little bit to indicate.
Well, I'm saying, what is it going to look like, you know, against this defense?
Fair enough.
And what is Damian Pierce going to look like, period? You know, how many reps is he going to get?
No, for sure. Like, yeah, because it's kind of funny that I waited that long, but you're absolutely right. Like, this is going to be one of, if not the only opportunity to see Damian Pierce in this system and what he has for the potential of this running back room before you kind of have to make that 53-man cutdown, ain't it?
Mm-hmm. No, I think Damian Pierce, biggest day of his Texans career tomorrow in terms of roster, and I always had big days on the field during the regular season as a rookie. I'm talking about just like his place on this squad, big day tomorrow.
Fair question that comes in from the 832. How does CJ's deep ball look?
Yes. How many does he throw?
Because, yeah. That's going to be something that I imagine will be interesting to see, because they did a lot of just trying to stay on schedule, trying to make sure that they get the ball out quickly and not lose yards on early downs. I want to see them have an opportunity to get the deep ball. And, you know, did him and Nico get back on the same page after, you know, they had that one play that wasn't there? Is that something that we have to like consider a little bit more? Yeah. I doubt it, but, you know, just having that confirmation with more reps that are going to be there in practice versus the couple of drives that they had.
Yeah.
In that preseason game. All right. Excited for tomorrow, what I think is going to be a big day in giving you some of those answers for your Houston Texans as they get a joint practice versus the Detroit Lions, head into the final week of preseason football for 2025. All right. You're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's get ready to do our lunchtime confessions, and we will do those next.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself.
Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey there, cats and kittens. It's Brian from The Commercial Break, the mediocre comedy podcast where my best friend Chrissy and I attempt to make sense of the world. We talk about the absurd, the ridiculous, and the stuff no one asked for, like internet weirdos, pickup artists, and why everyone is obsessed with crystals and colonics. It's all gotta stop. The show is free, it's frequent, and it's probably not for everyone. You can go to tcbpodcast.com, subscribe at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak, or check out the show wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll see you on the next commercial break, and best to you.
All right, how about two confessions in one? Because my second one is happening in real time right before my eyes. So my first confession was this, Figgy. Is it wrong? I know it's wrong, but is it wrong to feel curious just how long the Astros are going to go without scoring a run? Because right now it's at 29 innings.
And
is that Schadenfreude? Is that just me being a bad fan?
I think that might be like the...
It's like dark curious, you know?
Yeah, no, for sure. I think it's easier to do it with baseball or maybe even basketball too at some point because it's a long season. People go on losing streaks during the season.
But I know it's dark.
But it kind of make you want to see how long...
How long can they go without... They went first inning... without scoring a run. So they are now at 29 consecutive innings without scoring a run.
You know what that strikes me as?
What's that?
Are you familiar with the psychological phenomenon called the call of the void?
The call of the void.
It's that feeling that, you know, like when you're driving down a one-lane road and your brain goes, what happens if you just swerve into the other lane? You know what I mean? Like that kind of crazy thing. You're like, no, why is that in there? Yeah. I think that's what that is. You're like, what happens if they just keep not scoring?
Like how long... I feel bad. I feel guilty, but I am. I mean, this is confessions. I'm curious. How long can they go? It's at 29. And oh, by the way, the confession that is happening in real time as we're watching the Astros. I'll give you the score update in a second. Yo, Fromber, how about you quit worrying about where players are positioned and you start making pitches, back to back walks to open the game, then a RBI single, then an RBI double, and then a wild pitch to score the third run. The Tigers are now in the bottom of the first, leading 3-0. Has your feeling changed on Fromber a little bit? With his sort of, he just seems to be bitter, resentful a little bit more.
Oh, you're doing the thing where you're getting ready for it. You're like, good riddance. We don't want you to sign back. That's what you're about to do.
No, it's not that, but he's not having a good month.
No, he's not. And obviously, some of that is just the team in general. But no, he has not. And look, maybe I need to take a level of credit for this as much as possible within there. In that saying, we were doing the, all right, we getting good Fromber or bad Fromber, and like, oh, it's just good Fromber now.
Yeah,
and, well, there's been a decent amount of bad Fromber at the very least walk. Today.
Three walks and a wild pitch in the first inning.
If they line up correctly in the outfield,
right? That's what I'm
saying. It wouldn't be no walk.
Quit worrying about where
John Lopez.
Quit worrying about where people are lined up. Oh, yeah, by the way, three walks and a wild pitch and a single and an RBI double. That's all.
And what's the score?
No outs, by the way. 3-0.
It's 3-0, and yeah, he has not registered one yet. Damn.
Damn. Worse.
22 pitches. Ah, this is frustrating.
832 said, "Go ahead and get Chaz loose."
Oh, hey, it's starting out. Another wild pitch.
Oh, wow. That's not a replay?
That is not a replay.
I know the bullpen like, oh, no.
Two walks, two wild pitches, RBI single, RBI double in the first inning. But let's make sure everybody is lined up where they need to be or to Fromber's satisfaction. Good gracious.
Fromber probably like, man, I can't wait to get up out of here now, man.
Well, some people are saying that. Like, he's just done.
It's my last time. He's going to put on that same hat Garrett Cole had at the end of the season.
That Garrett Cole, like, I'm a representative of myself.
Put on that same hat.
The only thing that can make this better is if they decide to come back around and actually start scoring some runs in a different way. And just for no reason at all. Most consecutive scoreless innings is... Oh, no, that's pitching-wise. Never mind. My bad. I will keep looking for that. while we continue to watch what is already a very frustrating outing.
Good gracious.
So I'm getting ready for college football season, as you know. Week zero, this weekend, you got probably the one big game, which is a matchup between top 10 and 25 teams in Kansas State, Iowa State playing in Ireland. And I've been listening to, you know, various different, you know, or listening and reading to various different, like, previews to get ready for the season. And I was listening to Ohio State and talking about Jeremiah Smith, who is obviously a very good wide receiver. And someone said something that got me thinking, and I got to admit, I believe it to be true. God almighty. Jeremiah Smith is going to be an NFL Hall of, or NFL Hall of Famer.
Jeremiah Smith?
Yeah.
Already?
That's right.
Wow. Hall of Famer.
I believe
Hall of Famer.
Hall of Famer from college.
It's sick, because at first,
by the way, he's a sophomore.
That's right. Last year we were doing the thing like, can you believe he's 19? And I'm like, he is so good already.
You're putting him in the Hall of Fame?
He's the best team. He's the best player on Ohio State. He is one of, if not the best players in all of college football right now.
Okay.
I am.
Okay.
Like, all of it translates to the pros.
Oh, no, God.
I think he's going to be a Hall of Famer. Which,
a Hall of
that's
Famer.
Right. That's right.
He's been hitting the smelling salts again.
Yeah. Nah, you might have been hitting something else. Man, not even just going to the NFL to be the best receiver in the league.
Hall of Famer.
That's right.
Get his gold jacket ready.
That's a first.
That's, look, yeah. I felt like it was a worthy confession, because I was thinking about it and I was like, actually, yeah. Like, I'm already putting him in that bucket. It's unfair to him.
I think Le'Veon Moss is going to be a Hall of Famer too.
There you go.
Yeah.
There we go. I like mine better, but hey, there you go.
Hey, not Arch Manning. Nah, Jeremiah
right.
Swift.
He'll be all right.
Or Jeremiah Smith. Yeah.
It's also fair to admit that, you know, the bar for being in the Hall of Fame for quarterback is higher,
because
right?
Because it's so high.
Hey, I don't think nobody say Arch Manning going into the Hall of Fame.
That
might be the one.
Man, that's one of my favorite. That's one of my favorite confessions you've ever had.
Is Taylor Trammell going to be okay?
In what way?
Physically.
Okay.
For the second straight day, he has hit the ground really hard, and he looks like he might vomit.
We might see vomit live on TV.
We might, but he
looked like he got to poop.
He either looks like he's going to vomit, or then he might poop, or like he has intestinal bleeding. All of that, or internal bleeding. All of that is possible within here in what has been a no good, very bad one inning for the Astros thus far. Crazy, crazy,
brother.
But
you know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
StreetEasy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey there, cats and kittens. It's Brian from The Commercial Break, the mediocre comedy podcast where my best friend Chrissy and I attempt to make sense of the world. We talk about the absurd, the ridiculous, and the stuff no one asked for, like internet weirdos, pickup artists, and why everyone is obsessed with crystals and colonics. It's all gotta stop. The show is free, it's frequent, and it's probably not for everyone. You can go to tcbpodcast.com, subscribe at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak, or check out the show wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll see you on the next commercial break, and best to you.
Man, so I was talking to my sister last week, and she's a mail carrier.
Mm-hmm.
So she be delivering mail in the hood. She see all type of crazy stuff. She has seen shootouts. She has seen wild stuff as a she's seen a lot of wild stuff, drug deals.
Mm-hmm.
She's seen it all as a mail carrier. And she was on the phone with me, and she was telling me how she actually saw somebody shoot up with a needle.
Oh, like, man.
Live in person, which kind of, and this brings me to this confession, because I'd never seen anything like that in person. I've seen it in movies and all that stuff. I've seen a lot of wild stuff in my life, too, but mm-hmm. never seen anybody shoot up. But I want to say it was like a month ago. I was driving home, and I was right down the street from my house. I was about to bend the left on my street. Saw somebody right on the corner of the street,
mm-hmm.
actually smoking crack.
Man.
It was like real, like, and
everything.
I'd never seen that before a day of my life. And I seen people get killed in person. I seen a lot of stuff, a lot of wild stuff. I'd never seen, this lady was really sitting there with a pipe, like some type of little, and I was looking, I'm like, what is she doing?
Crackhead.
Legit. And I'm like, damn, right there, like right in front of everybody.
Yeah.
And I just couldn't believe it.
Programming note, now I feel pretty bad. I guess that's a confession about Taylor Trammell. They're carting him off.
Yeah, I also feel bad. Yeah. Like they've legitimately brought out the golf cart.
Yeah. He cannot walk off the field.
He is still on his feet, however, yeah. but I mean, he's going to take a nice seat on the back of the cart to get him off the field.
As he should, man. That's a long walk.
Yeah.
These are the worst words. I shouldn't even say these words. I'm still going to. You can be mad at me if you need to. Could this game get worse for the Astros and we're only not even a full inning in?
Well, the good news for Taylor Trammell is he won't have to watch the rest.
By the way, is 5-0 still no outs?
Still no outs.
Yeah, no outs in the bottom of the first.
Fromber has yet to make a good pitch.
And he's giving up on 30 of them here.
He's got 27 pitches.
This is sick.
Hey, we was talking about if the Astros could, how long can they go scoreless?
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if the Tigers, if they could get double digits again.
And then we would see Chaz again. Well, they got 5 in the first, Figgy. It's trending that way.
They're not done either. They've got a runner on third.
They got no outs. Runner on third. It's
by the way, 48 innings. Is the number 48 consecutive scoreless innings done by the 1968 Cubs
mm-hmm.
is the record.
So they will have to go at least 2 more games scoreless.
At least more than that. Because this is 29.
I hate it here.
Yeah.
38.
I'm so sick.
So y'all
sick
are
right
y'all are kind of with me. You're just
no,
morbidly,
I'm not.
You're not morbidly curious.
No.
How long can they go? You're not curious in the least bit.
Don't worry.
I will be fine with it if the Mariners are losing. If the Mariners are losing too,
they keep that.
What the hell?
Yeah.
But nah, this ain't looking good at all, man.
Mm-hmm.
This was one of the worst confessions ever, but it's not, and it's not because of us. It's just the Astros have had just a terrible, horrible, no good, very bad inning.
Taylor Trammell's had a couple of worse, better days than the last two.
Because that catch from last night was in the ninth.
That's right.
Yeah. Was that in the ninth?
Yeah.
And then they got a day game, so only ninth mere hours
first.
Later.
Yeah.
It really
so his last two innings.
Yeah.
Been
rough. Three. I guess it was 10 games, a 10-inning game.
Shout out to Jacob Melton heading out there. And what do you think about this for the 7th, 8th, and 9th innings for your Astros from 3-4-6? Chaz Altuve Correa. What are we thinking? Let's go.
Let's do it.
We laugh to keep from crying, ladies and gentlemen. Mm-hmm. We laugh to keep from crying. All right, you're in the loop right here. On Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's find a little bit of humor within some of this. Let's do a little Judge John Lopez. Go ahead, Lopez. Get the wig on.
Oh, yeah.
Let's talk about some sports in a different way next. Just so you know, the Astros did eventually make it out of the first inning. I know that for a while there it seemed like they might not, but they did. 6-0 is the score in favor of the Tigers headed into the second. All right, let's do a little Judge John Lopez. Lopez has assumed the wig. By the way, a little birdie has told me that somewhere in this building, a gavel does exist.
Oh, really?
So we might need to get a handle on that.
Well, let's get that gavel.
I do shudder to think what happens if we do indeed give John Lopez a gavel, how much more insane this gets. However, we might have to find that. But for the time being, let's litigate a couple of things in sports with myself and Figgy playing as the counselors. And of course, Judge John Lopez manning the court. We begin by going to the University of Texas. I know that that's not your favorite place here, Lopez, but this is where the story is.
I don't mind them. Second best school in Texas.
Oh, look at that. That's nice. Yeah. You were able to rank them second.
Well, my son got his MBA there, so.
So what I hear is that John Lopez doesn't
rank the Aggie ring, by the way.
You don't you don't appreciate the University of Houston. That's all I heard. All right. Arch Manning, quarterback for the University of Texas, is the topic of a lot of discussion, including with his granddaddy getting out here and saying when it comes to the idea of Arch maybe going to the draft next year, he said, quote, Arch isn't doing that. He'll be at Texas. Well, apparently that was news to Arch because Arch was talking recently and he said, quote, yeah, I don't know where he got that from. He texted me and apologized about that. I'm really just taking it day by day right now.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, Arch headed into his junior season here.
Third year. Yeah.
But obviously he'll still have some.
Might be his junior year.
He'll still have some eligibility on the back side of this. However, what we are litigating here, gentlemen, will Arch Manning be in the 2026 NFL draft?
All right.
Now, with this new information. You like this?
The court likes this.
Very good. Very good. Counselor Figgy Fig, it's all yours.
How you doing, Judge? And I would say I'm a big fan of Texas A&M. Just wanted to point that out there.
I love
just brown nosing every time.
Every time.
So as far as Arch Manning being in the 2026 NFL draft, I think he don't realize how much of a family business he's in.
Mm-hmm.
And I will say he will not be in the 2026 draft.
Oh, okay.
Because this is a family business, and we've seen a bunch of Mannings get drafted and play in the NFL, specifically Eli Manning, who decided to not play for a certain franchise.
Right.
And I think Arch don't realize how much power his family has. So he mentioned how it was news to him that he won't be in the 2026 draft, and he's just taking it day by day. His family is running this business.
Right.
So if things don't look right or shape out right in the NFL draft as far as the order, then I think it's a possibility he might stay another year. So I think it's crazy as it sounds, as it should be up to him, I think it's definitely up to his family. Okay. I think his family will be making the decision to see if he will go in the 2026 draft or wait another year.
Mm-hmm.
But I think I don't think he will be in the 2026 draft. I think he's going to wait and get his education a little more.
Thank you, counselor. You made some good points.
All right. So my perspective on this with Arch Manning and Archie Manning, which I'm going to get wrong at some point, I know. Archie obviously got out here and said, Arch isn't doing that. He'll be back at Texas. If that was what Arch was planning on doing, or if just generally that was kind of the thought process, he doesn't have to answer anything in that regard. He went out of his way in some ways to respond, I didn't hear it. I don't know what he's talking about. I don't know where he got that from. I think he's opening up the window for him to go into the draft. I think that there's still the prestige of playing in the NFL outside of, yes, we talked about the money that he won't need because he's going to get paid. He's probably likely right now being paid very well and very handsomely in Texas. But getting to the NFL, getting the opportunity to get your hands wet, get your feet wet within this, I think that that's appealing to him. And again, I think I'm basing this mostly on the idea of he had no reason to have to go and get out here and counteract his pop, his granddad, right? He could have just been like, we'll play it. We'll see. He got out here and was like, no, I don't know where he got that from, and actively counteracted his grandfather. Kind of put his grandfather out there saying he's already apologized on that.
Right.
he's opened the door for the possibility of going to the draft, and I think that he will, just on the opportunity of wanting to achieve and wanting to be in that space.
This is a very good case, very well-litigated case, discussed, et cetera. Counselor Gilliard, first of all, giggle, and I appreciate your words.
Whoop.
That was good. You did a good job of
Look
that.
Look at this. Yeah, look at all the pandering happening over here.
Maybe I'm going to change my mind now. No.
Unbelievable.
I'm going to have to side with Counselor Atitula on this one. Ultimately, we don't know what Archie almost did or didn't say, but we do know, no matter what Archie's opinion is, ultimately it comes down to Arch and the lure of those NFL dollars. I'll put it this way. Arch might win a national championship this year, and that's going to be part of his legacy. But I feel like his legacy, like his grandfather's and his father, his uncle's, is going to be the NFL, and he knows it. His legacy is going to be the NFL, and I think the lure is always going to be there, especially if they win a national championship or make a big run. So yeah. I will side with Reggie on this one.
And they're probably, if we're talking about winning a national championship, they're one of three teams that is kind of the expectation of being that college football semifinal and really have the opportunity to win a championship. Mm-hmm. It is the University of Texas. It is Penn State, who I have to give credit. They're loaded talent-wise. I still just don't believe in the coach. Mm-hmm. This will be a really good test on how much talent can a coach who seems to lose the big game overcome in a way. And then Oregon, Dan Lanning still doing fantastic things with that program. I think those are three teams. And so, yeah, you're right. They win a national championship. He might very well just go, what else do I have to do
exactly.
here and move on? And
or even just make a big run.
Fair question that comes in, and I'm interested on how both of you feel. The 2-8-1, the Saints will have the number one pick next year. I do feel that. Don't you think Arch Manning will go
That's
there?
That's a big part. I was waiting for one of you guys to say that either negative sense or a positive sense.
Yeah, I mean, the legacy thing, or maybe it's not even the legacy thing, and sometimes we do this too much where we go, hometown.
Mm-hmm.
They are, like, New Orleans is home. Not just for him as a dude, but for them as, like, a family. That place means something. So, like, being able to go into that franchise that has a legacy in one way, but also just means something, could be something that's appealing to him. But I didn't want to broach the topic because I think you can get hit over the head very easily with The New Orleans Saints are a bad franchise right now.
And it's a completely different franchise than when Archie was there. They're legitimately...
Well, that's probably a good thing, actually.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. No, they legitimately could make a run with Arch.
But how would you feel if he did... Let's say he did get drafted there. Mm-hmm. I felt like that would be good for his image, too.
100%.
Outside of the whole Manny thing, I do feel like that city will love him probably as much as Drew Brees.
Well, and here's another point, and I didn't think of this until now, so it's not like you guys could have argued this, but I think it's a good argument. What if the Saints do have the number one pick? What would it mean to the Manning family if Arch goes, nah, I'm going back to Texas? That would be awful. To tell the Saints no?
Oh, yeah, that would be awful for the Saints.
To tell the Saints no for the Manning family.
I think the Manning family would be fine because what the Manning family has been, good about is making sure that they don't put their sons in bad places. And as much as you can say the Saints, hey, this is a local team, this is a team that means something to the family, they also are a team that have continually over-leveraged their salary cap circumstances, and you could put your quarterback in a place where during the rookie years, they're still not able to maximize it because they have been racking up credit card debt.
That's all well and good.
Yeah.
Arch Manning tells the Saints no. Doesn't matter what salary cap, doesn't matter about roster, doesn't matter about anything. That family's going to be like, holy, they're saying no to the Saints?
Yeah. I don't know if he's going to say no to the Saints, though.
He ain't going to say no to the Saints. If they get the number one pick.
All right, saying no about, legendary quarterbacks is a theme that will continue in Judge John Lopez here. Okay. We turn to one Von Miller. Von Miller jumped on a podcast entitled the Glory Days podcast, and he announced that he does not think of Tom Brady as the greatest of all time, saying, quote, obviously there's going to be a debate between Peyton Manning and Tom Brady who was the best. For me, it'll always be Peyton Manning. He changed the quarterback position in terms of changing the play. He wasn't scrambling or doing none of that stuff. He did it all with his arm, and it was beautiful, man. And so let's litigate this. Counselor Figgy Fig, is Tom Brady the greatest of all time?
I'm actually side with Von Miller on this. I'm using his argument.
Where did he go to school?
Giggum.
Now you're asking him to pander. I question the integrity of this court.
So I'm going to side with Von Miller on this because he has a personal relationship with Peyton Manning. He talked about how he talked about on the podcast how he showed up to his charity event and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. So as far as him saying it, I believe him 100% because this is not only is it football related and on the field type stuff. This is it's a real relationship right there. Mm-hmm. So and not to mention, I don't think it's a hot take to say Peyton Manning mechanics was better than Tom Brady. But I think Tom Brady just had that it in him.
Yeah.
Where he just wins and the Super Bowls and all that stuff. And Peyton Manning kind of struggled to get those. Mm-hmm. Get to a Super Bowl at one point. He was kind of struggling with that. But as far as mechanics, I 100% side with Von Miller on this.
So you're saying Von Miller is right that Tom Brady isn't the greatest of all time?
I say, depending on what you want to look at greatest, if you want to look at rings and all that stuff, but if you're looking at pure mechanics of a quarterback, it's hard to not pick Tom. Hard not to pick Peyton Manning over Tom
Counselor
Brady.
Counselor Attitula, would you allow the court to address the attorneys and not each other?
Okay, fair enough. Apologies, yeah. Your Honor. But I will speak in honor of Tom Brady here because I think that Figgy is right in mentioning that if you want to talk about the accolades of the team's success, Super Bowls, rings, championships, you can go there. But you can also talk about individual successes when you mention that he is on two all-decades teams, obviously a number of all-pros, three all-pros, 15 Pro Bowls for Tom Brady. But then also on top of that, the things that you heard Von Miller mention that my esteemed counselor here also echoed, the things about being able to do it with his arm and kind of running an offense, Tom Brady did that incredibly well, and we're getting more and more insight into the ways that Tom Brady himself won with his arm. Now, maybe you could say early on he was more of a game manager and it was more about the way that those teams are situated. Mm-hmm. Well, early on, Peyton Manning wasn't doing a lot of winning himself either. I understand what the Colts look like. When you get to Tom Brady in his height, which again, we're giving Peyton Manning the benefit of, he's running those offenses. He's making play calls that are changing. He's able to diagnose any defense and put out what he wants out there. He is just as much of a maestro under center as Peyton Manning is, and he has accolades both individually and team on top of it. I think it's very easy to point to Tom Brady being the greatest.
The first case to me was incredibly difficult. I have to admit, after hearing both of you, this one is rather easy. And the reason is we're not in court today to discuss who the better quarterback is. The topic is, I mean, we could say Joe Montana. The topic is Von Miller saying the better quarterback is Tom Brady. Now, obviously, it becomes a larger
Peyton Manning.
I mean, Peyton Manning is the better quarterback. It becomes a larger topic that we can discuss. But I think what's we're judging here is, does Von Miller believe that Peyton Manning is a better all-time quarterback than Tom Brady, the greatest ever? In that case, I think the answer is I have to side with Figgy on this one, simply because who cares what we think? We're trying to decide if Von Miller thinks that, and I don't think there's any evidence to, you both stated cases that were strong for the individual quarterbacks. Well, the one that Figgy believes is the one that Von Miller sides with. They're both strong arguments. So we're talking about what Von Miller believes. I believe him. I believe that that's what he says. So I will side with Figgy on this.
Okay. All right. I don't think that you interpreted that right, but you know what? That's not my stance to be able to get in here.
But here's the thing. You guys threw out who's the better, greater quarterback. I think Von Miller is the issue here.
That's what I said in my argument. I said
you could have said Joe Montana.
That was one of the things that I thought was interesting because, I mean, obviously this debate will continue to rage on. These two dudes matched up against each other.
And Joe Montana deserves to be in it.
I'm kind of surprised that we don't end up with, more conversations for like Joe Montana and where he stands. I know I have friends that whenever these types of conversations come up, that is a name that immediately jumps up. Mm-hmm. But I found that to be interesting. However, I do appreciate that he was willing to get out here and put himself out there that way. Because, again, I think Tom Brady has become the easy answer because you can just lean in behind the ring.
Yeah, but like I said, he had a personal relationship with Peyton Manning, too. Mm-hmm. And he talked about how he showed up at his charity event and all that stuff. So,
yeah.
I think, I think Tom Brady is the best. But if I had a personal relationship with Peyton Manning and I played with him and he did a lot of stuff for me, I would probably say he's the best.
Yeah, and we're getting a lot of texts about it. I get it. I say Tom Brady. John Lopez says Tom Brady. But you can make an argument because, obviously, the Patriots teams, even though they had great teams with the Colts, were better. You know, overall.
Do you make anything of like people that try and make the distinction of best versus greatest?
Yeah, I think that's fine. That's a fine argument, to be honest. Because I think you can easily argue Peyton Manning, and maybe that's Von Miller's point. You know, yeah, they had some great receivers, but they were not the same team as Tom Brady, nor coached the same.
No, the Colts you could always say was behind the Patriots in supporting Peyton Manning with maybe say coaching. I know that he gives Pep Hamilton a lot of credit. And how he came around, but talent wise, you could never say that there was equal. Even though you could point to a few players that absolutely had that kind of level of play. Obviously, number 88. You talk about Edgerrin. You could talk about some guys that played with them, but then you start doing that on the Patriots
and
side.
Do it and over the time
with a lot more names and
more
a lot
than a
more
decade.
Yeah, a lot more support that you could point to for Tom Brady.
Yeah.
Somebody said both quarterbacks won Super Bowls with two different teams, which is incredible.
Peyton Manning did. Mm-hmm.
Was it too?
He kind of fell off a little bit.
No, he won in Denver.
Yeah,
in Denver, but he didn't win in Indy.
Yeah, he did.
Did he? Am I forgetting?
Yeah. That was his first one.
That's right. You're right. I'm bugging. So there you go. That's a little Judge John Lopez. You know what happened? I've been messing around with this smelling salt.
Obviously,
I opened it up and I could smell it still. I didn't realize that this stayed activated for multiple days, to be completely honest. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Somebody said Brady didn't have receivers outside of Moss. Brady and Belichick kind of developed a whole new era where he ushered in the era of slot receivers that we are
fast receivers.
Yeah.
We are living in right
Edelman,
now.
Edelman, Welker. He had some good pieces.
We
Gronk
are living
was pretty
in
good,
that
wasn't he?
Right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. There's a U of H ticket giveaway that we're doing. I will do it in the next segment. U of H versus Stephen F. Austin on August 28th. Keep it locked because there's a four-pack of tickets coming your way. But coming up next, let's return to Nick Caserio, some of the things that he was talking about. Especially, we mentioned this a little bit earlier. What does he have to say about Will Anderson Jr. and his development? Because we haven't talked a lot about him this training camp. Let's do that next.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters, and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all.
Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey there, cats and kittens. It's Brian from The Commercial Break, the mediocre comedy podcast where my best friend Chrissy and I attempt to make sense of the world. We talk about the absurd, the ridiculous, and the stuff no one asked for, like internet weirdos, pickup artists, and why everyone is obsessed with crystals and colonics. It's all gotta stop. The show is free, it's frequent, and it's probably not for everyone. You can go to tcbpodcast.com, subscribe at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak, or check out the show wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll see you on the next commercial break, and best to you.